We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is this Wyatt?
Yes, this is Wyatt.
Wyatt, finally. Sorry about the technical problem. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for coming on Gavin Grades the Movies. Your name is Wyatt Olef. You knew that. But you're the star of Stephen King's It, one of the stars of Stephen King's It. And it's awesome to get a chance to talk to you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. I want to say you might be the youngest person that I've ever interviewed on this podcast before.
Oh, awesome.
So well, congratulations. How old are you?
Like the movie. I'm 14.
You're 14. And how old were you when you shot It?
We started filming when I was 12, and then I was 13 by the end of the shoot.
You started shooting when you were 12 years old?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So how? Now, you were in Guardians of the Galaxy prior to It. So, like, you had Hollywood experience, but nothing like Stephen King's It. When you got cast for this movie, were your parents concerned, as only being 12 years old, that it was going to have some sort of long-term PTSD effect on you?
I'm sure they had a little concern, but to be honest with you, I think it was a great learning experience for me, at least. I mean, just being able to be in something like this scary and this big is incredible, and it's definitely something that I will never forget. And I'm glad they let me do it because, honestly, it's that summer of filming was the best summer of my life. So,
I mean, how reminiscent to the characters in the movie to have the best summer of your life doing that. Are you still really close friends with the other guys in the Losers Club?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all kind of like busy right now, but we try to hang out with each other as much as possible. So.
That's great. Was there somebody in there that you like clicked with a little bit more than somebody else? Like, do you have a best friend from that movie?
I wouldn't say there was anyone that I liked more than the others. I'd say I love everyone in the cast. So, I can't compare them. I mean, they're all just such great people, and I'm glad I know all of them. So, yeah.
Okay. What a political answer. Good job. That was a test.
Well, thank you.
Uh-huh. You want me to talk about your Twitter handle, which is @fellowwyatt, F-E-L-L-O-Wyatt, W-A-T-T. Give him a follow. And let's talk about the lady who played your mother in Stephen King's It. Because you played Eddie, right?
No, I played Stanley.
Oh, Stanley. That's right. Are you nervous as playing a character? Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't seen the original, but your character does not take the news that it comes back 27 years later very well.
Right.
So are you nervous to like when you found out that you were going to be playing that character, did that make you be like, aw, my character's not gonna make it too much in the second one?
Well, I do remember, like, just before we started filming, and I was, like, I think I was with Jeremy and Sophia, and we were all, like, looking at what our characters became, I guess, and, like, what happens to them in the future, and Jeremy was like, oh, my character becomes really buff, and Sophia's like, oh, my character marries an abusive husband, and then I look at mine, and I'm like, I was a little disappointed. I was a little upset, but to be honest with you, I think that's awesome. Well, not awesome, but it's like cool in the sense that like I play the character who just can't handle it, and like he just can't. Compared to everyone else in the Losers Club, I think he's the most scared of it. So for that coming back, he realizes that he can't take it on. So
right,
he can't relive that mental torture. So.
So obviously that affected your performance, knowing that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for sure. I would say hopefully I portrayed that well to people who have had, who have read the book. Hopefully I you know, kind of broadcast, or not broadcasted, but portrayed the state of Stanley pretty well throughout
right.
the film. So.
No, that definitely came across. Your resistance to wanting to help, you know, that, I mean, you could tell that you're the one member of the Losers Club that doesn't want to be there as much as everybody else. So that, I mean, that was great. That was effective. So you obviously didn't read the book before you got cast as Stanley. Have you read the book since?
Well, I mean, I've tried. I mean, I've gotten not that far, and
No, don't be embarrassed. That's the answer that almost everyone gives. It's over 1,000 pages long.
It's huge. I mean, like, I started reading when, I started reading when I got the part, and I didn't really get that far, but I tried my best. And I'm starting to pick it back up slowly but surely, but yeah, it's a huge book. I mean,
listen, Wyatt, trying your best with a Stephen King book, especially one that's over 1,000 pages long, is pretty much all anybody can ask. Don't beat yourself up.
Yeah, basically.
That's great. So have you been officially cast in Chapter 2 yet?
I would hope so. I mean, you know, I don't really know for sure. But, yeah, I'm hoping that there will be a couple flashbacks with that. And who knows? I mean, maybe we'll see flashbacks of either that summer of 89 or maybe a couple years later, because, I mean, we're all kind of older.
Right.
I don't know for sure. I mean, that's just the thought that I've had. But
I've heard many reports that there are going to be flashbacks of you guys as kids in the second one, which has me really excited. And I know that you guys were asked who should play you as adults. Who did you pick?
I picked Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I feel like we kind of look alike with our facial features and
sure.
kind of stuff like that. And I think definitely our hair can match. So, you know, see how that goes.
I mean, that would be really interesting to see Joseph Gordon-Levitt play Stanley in Stephen King's It Chapter 2. What, looking at the cast that you guys came up with for you guys as adults, it's like, God, if they could pull this off, this would be a huge A-list cast. And it looks like Jessica Chastain actually might play Beverly in Chapter 2. I mean, she's an Oscar winner. That'd be
really
huge.
In the role, so. Yeah. I mean, she looks like she wants to be a part of it, so. That's incredible.
Yeah, totally. So, like, before I let you go, let's quickly talk about Bill Skarsgård, who played Pennywise. The story that I heard was that you guys were not allowed to see Pennywise until you shot a scene where you're all together and you see him for the first time. Is that true? And if it was true, what was that like?
Yes, that's very true. We didn't get to see him for the first couple of months while shooting, and the first time seeing him in person was terrifying. I mean, like, I remember walking into the room where we had to film and seeing Bill for the first time. I was like, oh God, what did we just get ourselves into? Like, it was like, just like remembering it and looking back on it, it's funny how terrified we were of him at the time. And then as time went by when we were filming, it slowly kind of got less and less scarier to be around him. It was more like, hey, Bill, what's up? And he's like, hey, what's up?
Of course.
And he's in, like, full-time makeup and stuff. Like, that. I mean, yeah, it's definitely, like, off-putting, but, yeah.
Can't traumatize the kids too much. Well, it is the number one movie in America, and I saw it, and it's excellent, and I encourage everybody to go see it, and they can't start production work on Chapter 2 fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. So, Wyatt, thank you so much for coming on Gavin Grades the Movies, man.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Good luck with everything.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.